Jeff, look it up in that pocket of air there.
That's Greg Updike, owner of Alaska Commercial Divers, communicating with one of his divers through an elaborate dive station. The diver, Jeff Updike, is equipped with a two-way communication system, a video camera, a light, as well as various other pieces of equipment. From the deck of the Wrangell-based fishing vessel Sioux Lynn, which is tied up to the Spirit of Glacier Bay, Greg monitors a television screen which shows what Jeff is inspecting in real time. Greg and Jeff are brothers. Another brother, Bill Updike, is tendering the hose connected to Jeff. All three brothers dive and weld.
Yeah, go underneath it farther, Jeff.
Originally, Jeff searches for a split in the weld seams of the cruise vessel. When nothing is found, they try something else. Greg tells one of the engineers of the vessel to go down to the bilge and start tapping.
Can you go in there and tap it all? Light, tink, 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 tink. Tap. Tink, tink, okay. Yeah, Jeff, we're going to have to go in the hull and start tapping too, so keep looking.
Jeff eventually hears the tapping and looks for the spot on the bottom of the boat that allows air bubbles in.
Looks like bubbles going in it. Hey, Jeff, leave your magnet there. Let's go ahead and hold your head still. Let's get a good picture of it. Then you have a distance, length, and width. Bill, tell the engineer we found it. How long is it, Jeff?
Jeff scrapes at the spot with his dive knife, and as the paint flakes off, more air bubbles start to go into the crack.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to have you come home now. I think that's good for the inspection, and then we'll go from there. Come on back, Jeff.
Roger that, I don't believe we're back right here on the spot.
Roger that, Jeff. Come on home. Good job. Johnny's ready to come up.
After the 30-minute dive, when Jeff is dressed in normal clothes, he describes the crack.
The ship is broken up into frames. When they build the ships, they're built in frames that run crossways. And just forward of the number 47 frame was a crack about 3 inches long. And it's not opened up hard at all. It's really just a small separation and very, very small. Very small amount of leakage into the hull itself, the vessel.
According to the chief engineer aboard the Spirit of Glacier Bay, Don Groom, the vessel was taking in roughly 10 to 15 gallons of water an hour. Groom says the 3-inch crack is located near the original damage that resulted when the cruise ship ran aground in Glacier Bay National Park the evening of July 7th. This past June, Alaska Commercial Divers was also involved with another Cruise West boat. The company repaired the damaged Spirit of Alaska, which also ran aground. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.